Pittsburgh Magazine's food editor, Christy Graver. And you can see Christy by our video link, kdkradio.com. Check out our stream. I see, Christy, you are sun splashed there seated.
I am.
Yeah. Beautiful morning, isn't it?
My daughter's homesick today. I'm hiding in my bedroom.
Oh, really? I got you. Well, we always appreciate your participation, and Pittsburgh Magazine does a great job kind of documenting what's going on in and around town. And
thank you.
I understand we're getting another Ferris wheel, and it's not the one that was on the bridge, right?
No. Yeah. If you didn't get a chance to ride that Ferris wheel on the Roberto Clemente Bridge, there's hope. Piat Companies recently laid out plans. This is just a proposal for the Esplanade. It's a $600 million project on a 15-acre post-industrial site in the Chateau neighborhood. That's where the East End beer pop-up is now, if you're familiar with it. At the centerpiece of the proposal is a 164-foot Ferris wheel with LED lighting that pays homage to George Ferris, the Northside resident who dreamed up the Ferris wheel for the 1893 Chicago's World Fair, another Pittsburgh original.
Yeah, I know that a lot of people in Pittsburgh, we love when we have firsts. So
yes.
People might not know, yeah, the Ferris wheel was invented here. George Ferris.
So cool.
Yeah, and Lucas Piat and his family, I talked to him last week. They're really excited because it's taken them a while to really get to the point now where they can start. You'll see shovels in the ground soon, right?
Yeah, and it's going to be public riverfront pavilion along the Ohio, a apartment complex, a food emporium, restaurants, a Four Seasons garden, and an outdoor amphitheater. Long-term plans include a marina, houseboats, and a destination aquarium attached to a hotel. So
I think that's really cool, having another aquarium that you could access. All right, the dog pen opening soon in the Strip District.
I love this. I met the owners, Travis and Alyssa May, last year. They're new to Pittsburgh, and they came to Pittsburgh specifically to open up this place. The Dog Pen is a full-service bar and off-leash bark park on Penn Avenue in the Strip. It's fittingly the former site of the Joseph Labriola Sausage Company. You don't have to be accompanied by a canine to gain access, but if you bring your dog, you'll have to register him online or at the front desk. You could drop in for $12 a day, $40 a month, or get a yearly pass for $300. It's 7,000 square feet, indoor-outdoor. It's for 21 people 21 and over now, but there will be family days and times. They should be opening soon. Alyssa said to me, hopefully this weekend, but check out their social media to see what their hours will be. But the place is incredible. My daughter and I got a sneak peek last week, and it's just an amazing, happy, fun place. I didn't want to leave, and I don't have a dog, so.
Well, that says something. Yeah, I noticed more and more places are being pet friendly too. So we'll look forward to the Dog Pen in the Strip District, which, by the way, if you have not been to the Strip District recently, it's a whole new world. Because of what they've done with the terminal building, people don't know there's 1,000 apartments and townhouses behind the terminal to the river. And then, of course, you have Penn Avenue, which is still kind of the throwback to that vibe you like, especially on those weekend mornings.
Yeah, take a walking tour. I did it in May, and it was great. And I learned a lot of stuff about Pittsburgh that I didn't know. So it's really fun neighborhood. I love it.
All right. Lonely Planet ranks Pittsburgh as the top 10 must-visit city in the world. Wow.
Pittsburgh is the only U.S. city to make Lonely Planet's Best in Travel 2025, and it's being lauded for its affordability, unpretentiousness, and cultural heritage.
Wow.
It ranks number 6 in the top 10 must-visit cities in the world, and this is the first time that Pittsburgh has made the list in the 15 years the rankings have been compiled. I love this description. Walk around Butler Street in Lawrenceville to witness the alchemy at local coffee shops, boutiques, independent restaurants, and breweries. Soon you'll understand Pittsburgh's particular brand of magic, at once disarming and familiar. So I guess we're like the new Salem. I don't know. It's great.
Wow.
The alchemy of Pittsburgh.
I mean, that actually is pretty cool to be one of the top 10 cities to visit in the world and the only one in the U.S. Good for us.
Yes, we live here, so go out and experience it, especially this weekend. Celebrate Halloween. Do something fun.
Read all about it in Pittsburgh Magazine food editor Christy Graber. Have a great weekend, as always. Thank
Thank
you.
you. All right. Bye, Larry.
Speaking of Halloween, by the way, tomorrow, Bloomfield is going to have their annual Halloween parade. It's a big deal. I think it's a Saturday. I'm thinking Friday. You know, we got this Pitt game that I'm all confused.